Here we go. We've got a bonus today. Rachel, what do you have for us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today, I bring in front of you an application, a wetlands application in the city of Chesapeake. You will be acting as the wetlands board in this case because the city of Chesapeake has rescinded their wetlands ordinance. The applicant, Robin Orr, requests authorization to construct 144 linear feet of timber bulkhead to replace an existing deteriorating bulkhead and construct 98 square feet of vegetated wetlands along a tributary canal to Drum Point Creek at the riparian residence of 2706 West Meadow Drive in Chesapeake. Just to orient you, I can't see very well up there, Drum Point Creek in the city of Chesapeake runs just north of Chesapeake Square Mall. So this is just right across the creek from Chesapeake Square Mall. Drum Point Creek is a man-made canal built somewhere around the late 1950s, carved out of upland. It's fully bulkheaded all the way down into the confluence of Drum Point Creek. So the applicant has an existing bulkhead, which is almost fully deteriorated. They are proposing to build a new bulkhead about 1 foot landward of the existing bulkhead. You can see here from the agent's drawings, the small line here is the existing, with the dark line being the new proposed bulkhead 1 foot channelward, 1 foot landward. It is important to note that the house is only about 50 feet away from the canal. There's not a lot of work for grading. There's also a large slope that slopes from the house to the creek or to the canal. So for the next slides, I'm just going to show you some quick pictures where we're going to move from south in A and to E, so you can see the existing structure. So the southern portion of the home, this is the most intact portion of the bulkhead. There's a little bit of non-vegetated wetlands where you can see some tidal influence. The new bulkhead will go about 1 foot landward. They'll remove all of the existing structures and they'll plant Spartina alterniflora directly in front of the new bulkhead. And here we can see the deterioration as well. And the new bulkhead will go all the way across. This area will be filled. These will be removed. And Spartina alterniflora, which is the plant you can see here that's thriving, will be planted channelward of the new bulkhead. So from C to D, we can see that the bulkhead is pretty much gone. Some saltbush, which is a high marsh species, has started to grow here. This is going to be impacted during construction, which is why the applicant is proposing to plant the new vegetation channelward of the new bulkhead. The new bulkhead will go right about where that scarp is. And for our last one, you can see some big cordgrass here, which will also be impacted in the construction of the new bulkhead. And again, the applicant is proposing to offset that with a planting of Spartina alterniflora in front of the new bulkhead. This was right after our large tidal flooding about 3 weeks ago. You can see that the water comes at least 4 or 5 feet landward of where the tidal vegetation is now. And that's about 35 feet from the house at this point. So there is going to be about 90 square feet of vegetated impacts as a result of the construction. However, the applicant and the agent are proposing to plant 98 square feet of Spartina alterniflora in front to offset any of those impacts. This is a conversion of one wetland type, the high marsh, for another, the low marsh. There's no overall vegetated wetland loss in this case. No additional compensation is necessary based on the VMRC's wetland mitigation and compensation policy. We did have a public hearing for this on September 7th. No public comment was made. We have received no objections from the community. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-130210B of the Code of Virginia and the VMRC's wetland mitigation and compensation policy, staff recommends approval of this project as proposed.
Thank you. Are there questions from the commission?
The applicant's agent is also here to answer any questions.
Excellent. Would the applicant's agent please come forward? Please raise your right hand. I need to swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Richard Bartlett. I'm a professional engineer in the state of Virginia. I own Professional Construction Consultants. That's my company. I'm the engineer of record on this project here.
Is there anything you'd like the commission to know?
I just want to thank Rachel for coming out to the site with me several times to look at it, and I also want to say thanks to the homeowner who's not here for considering moving the bulkhead landward so we minimize, matter of fact, we actually gain wetlands on this project rather than forcing the project channelward. So it's a very good project, and it's a win for everybody.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. And I'll note that I approve of the fact that this is not a net loss entitled wetlands and an actual a gain. And they are environmentally important. Mr. Erskine.
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Mr. France. Motion by Mr. Erskine. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Project is approved. Thank you, sir.